Thought it would definitely do some good.
Good. Well, I'll call them. What hospital's in?
At Holy Cross in Silver Spring.
Holy Cross, Silver Spring.
589.
I'll take his 589.
2600.
2600.
And he's room 517.
Room 517.
They're bringing his daughters, one home from Germany and one from Ohio. And he seemed a little depressed to me, and I thought it might do some good. And I talked to the doctor, he said he thought it definitely would.
I'll sure call him, Phil. I'm glad to talk to you. Phil, I want to give you a little background off the record, but kind of a little leadership with the press and others on this these visit things.
Yes, sir.
We have the damnedest schedule. I saw more people last year than Eisenhower saw in the 8 years he was there.
Yes.
A lot of it because of Kennedy's funeral, and a lot of them wanted to come and meet me and take a reading.
Yeah.
This year, we scheduled a good many that we wanted to schedule, and I just told them to bring up all the people in that we could. Now, here's the problem that we are up against. In the engine situation with this it's the number one problem on my desk, and I'm trying with everything I've got day and night. A good many people don't know and can't know all the things that we're trying to do because it would considerably weaken us.
Yes, sir.
But I can assure you that the churches and the Indians don't want peace as much as I do.
I'm sure of that.
Because I've got more to lose than I have.
Of course you
church could hide up in Idaho. And Shastri might avoid it, but I can't. So I'm working at that every hour and every moment. And we come out, Pearson comes out with his, for instance, his suggestion that we have a ceasefire. And when I sit down and talk to him, he says, wait 3 or 4 days, don't bomb 3 or 4 days, and see if you can't work out anything and some kind of an agreement. And I said, okay, now, Lester, let's take this. 3 weeks ago, I said to XYZ, what would happen if we return to what we did 14 months under my administration and just did nothing? Can you, Mr. Russia, indicate to me that they would quit? Could you indicate, Mr. Canadian, that they would quit? Could you indicate, Mr. British, that they would quit? Could you indicate, Mr. France, that they would quit for 4 or 5 days? That I wouldn't lose everything I'd done? No. No one can give you anything. They wouldn't quit. They would really move in then and try to take our planes out of Da Nang, or they would hit our Pleiku compound or something else. Now, so we won't explore what Pearson and others are coming up with who don't read the cables and who are really not in the But we're still working in it every way we can. We think we have made phenomenal progress. The report I got from out there yesterday was just unbelievable. Looks like almost a new day, although I don't attribute much weight to it. Don't want to be too optimistic because I always get thrown for a loss when I do. But while I'm doing that, I'm going to have the biggest problem I've ever had with my foreign aid. We lost it the other day, 15-4 or something, and it took us 10 days to bring it back in a low key and get our military aid 10-8 through foreign relations. Foreign relations really has no great strong leadership, as you know. Fulbright philosophizes, and he's a great liberal, but he's against wage and hour. And he's a great man, but he wants armed services to take over all the military assistance. He just doesn't want to take anything that's real tough.
He wants responsibility.
That's right. He just doesn't want to even handle foreign aid as a chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee. He ought to resign if he doesn't want to do it. But that's his attitude. Now, I've got Symington and some super liberals that are pretty bad with India, and I've got a real rough one with Ayub. So I see no reason for timing their meeting in June and July, right when these guys will use them to work on.
Yeah.
So I just said, let's get one or two off. We got the German, we got the Korean, and we got the Italian who just come in Monday, couldn't coo him. Then let's come in, there's latter part of August, first September, when I get the Congress out of there.
Yes, I can.
So 30 or 40 days is not going to make much difference, and they agree.
I wouldn't think so.
They agree. There's not anything they're coming for, except what they want is economic aid. And Pakistan wants military aid, both of them. But there's no reason for them to come at the worst time, in my judgment. I ask the State Department, why in the hell do you schedule them to be picked at? I can't go before the Congress when that foreign aid's up there and say that he just come from China and Moscow, and he's signed up with them. We better wait till things cool a little bit, and then start.
I think there's another reason why this is in an inappropriate time. They've been having, India and Pakistan have been having serious border trouble.
That's right. That's right.
You get in the middle of that.
That's exactly. Okay, I want you to know, I'll call Bill right away. I'll be back in touch with you.
Fine, thank you, sir.
Bye.
Bye.